ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली 27 दिसंबर 2022। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, ईच ऑफ यू हैज नाउ रिसीव्ड अ थर्ड आई ऑफ नॉलेज। यू नो दैट यू हियर दिस नॉलेज फ्रॉम द इनोसेंट लॉर्ड एवरी 5,000 ईयर्स एंड चेंज फ्रॉम ह्यूमन बीइंग्स इनटू डेइटीज। Question: What is the main reason why you are not able to imbibe knowledge? Answer: Your intellects wander. You don't have full yoga with the One and you haven't become soul conscious. That is why you become unable to imbibe knowledge. Baba says, children don't come into familiarity. Don't remember the name and form of one another. Make firm the lesson of belonging to the one Father and none other. Don't chase after others. Continue to take advice from the Father, because by doing so, you will be liberated from sorrow and you will be able to imbibe well. Song: No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. The innocent Lord is the one who gives. Shiv Baba is called the innocent Lord. The innocent Lord existed in the past and he definitely put right that which had gone wrong. He went away having told you the beginning, the middle and the end. That is why devotees sing his praise. You children know that the innocent Lord, who is remembered as the one who puts right that which has gone wrong, is personally sitting in front of you. Devotees remember God and sing praise of him, and the Father plays his part. The Father has come and given his own introduction to you children. It is in the intellects of you children that whatever Baba explains to you now, he explains that to you every cycle. Every cycle he comes and makes the impure world pure. He is doing that now. Many people now know this, but there are also many more who don't know this. Those who are to claim their inheritance will come and claim their inheritance as they did in the previous cycle. Previously, you too didn't know that Baba would come and give you your inheritance. You now know this. He is truly the protector of the devotees. He tells you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end. He is called the ocean of knowledge. It touches your hearts that he is the same one who comes and takes birth in Bharat. His alaukik birth is remembered. He comes and purifies the people of Bharat. Impure human beings who call out definitely have to understand that they were pure, that they became impure, and that they now have to become pure once again. Now, by receiving your third eye from the Father, you have understood all of these things. The churning of the ocean of knowledge of you children continues throughout the day. Who was pure in the golden age? It was truly the deities who were that. At that time, there were no other religions. There are images of the deities too. They wouldn't be called anything else. You wouldn't say there are their images. Sri Lakshmi Devi or Sri Narayan Devta, they are not here now. When they existed, there were no other religions. It is in the intellects of you children that Baba is telling you a true story. But people say that they haven't heard this knowledge before. That is because they don't know the secrets of the drama. You say that you have been listening to this every cycle. Was it not spoken to you 5,000 years ago? Then, why do you say that you have never heard it before? It is the one who related it to you in the previous cycle that you are now listening to once again. You should explain this well. You also heard this knowledge 5,000 years ago. It has been 5,000 years since the deities existed. Who made them into deities from human beings? Even now, the same Father will make them that. The Father has to come again after 5,000 years to purify those who have been made impure by Ravan. History and geography must repeat. You also understand that history repeats. After the Golden Age, there is the Silver Age, then the Copper Age. You go around the cycle. It is now the end of the Iron Age. On one side, there are the flames of destruction, and on the other side, Baba has come here to establish the new world. This is that same Mahabharata war. People believe that destruction of the human world will take place through this. Everyone understands this. You can see the destruction of the old world. This great Mahabharata war also took place 5,000 years ago. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years. This Bharat was heaven, and it was the kingdom of those deities. They were the masters of the Golden Age. You have to explain very well using the pictures too. This is why the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan have been created. There are in fact so many pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. So why do we make more? We make meaningful pictures. Those pictures have the full knowledge in them. Human beings are confused. This is why it is explained that it was their kingdom in the Golden Age. There were very few human beings at that time, and those who did exist took rebirth and became impure from pure. This world is Tamopradhan, and it has to become pure once again. The explanation is very easy. The Father says, I am telling you a story of 5,000 years ago. Long, long ago, there used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan here. That is, 3,000 years before Christ, it became the Golden Age. Heavenly God, the Father, established heaven. Bharat is said to be an ancient land where gods and goddesses used to rule. It is said, Goddess Radhe and God Krishna. Radhe and Krishna, or Lakshmi and Narayan, existed in the Golden Age. Ram and Sita existed in the Silver Age. The account of 5,000 years is clear. When it was their kingdom, all other souls were in the land of liberation. Souls are imperishable. Souls are never destroyed. The drama too is imperishable. You souls have received your imperishable parts of 84 births. The whole parts are recorded in such tiny souls. These are such wonderful matters. This is called nature. It is such a tiny point, and it has a whole part of 84 births of 5,000 years recorded within it. It is imperishable, and it also definitely has to repeat. This is the biggest wonder of all. God is a point, and souls too are points. However, God is the supreme. Souls are not all the same. They are number-wise. First is Supreme Shiv Baba, and then you would say Lakshmi and Narayan. Brahma and Saraswati cannot be called supreme. It is Lakshmi and Narayan who are perfect, and then all the rest are number-wise, one after another. The main ones that are praised are the deities. The supreme soul of all is Shiv Baba. Then there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar in the subtle region. Then there are Lakshmi and Narayan, Ram and Sita, etc. All are number-wise. Actors in a play are also number-wise. Not all are the same. It would be said that that one is a supreme actor, whereas this one is an actor worth a few pennies. Who is the first-class creator and director? Only the one supreme father, the supreme soul, is Karan Karavanhar. You now know the whole drama. This is an unlimited drama. It is explained to you in a nutshell. The deity religion is the foundation of the tree. Then the branches of Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity emerge from that. This would seem to be like a flower vase. The tree seems to be right. However, if you were to sit and count each leaf, there would be so many. The cults and sects of Islam, Buddhism, etc. are all counted. Shiva, the innocent Lord, is giving you this knowledge. There is no question of beating drums, etc. They have written in the scriptures whatever entered their minds. In fact, they were the drums of knowledge. It is also called blowing the conch shell. A conch shell is blown with your mouth. This is the flute of knowledge. He sits here and tells you the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. A soul is like a point and has a whole part recorded within him. He is the creator. He also acts. He takes the best part. It is number wise. That one is the one father, the creator, whereas all the rest are those who enter rebirth. That one never takes rebirth. His birth is unique. You know how he comes and enters this one. Other souls also enter other human beings. For instance, when the soul of someone's wife comes, she would be able to say that she is happy, but he wouldn't be able to embrace her because the body is of a different person. There is the faith that that is the soul of his wife that has been called. They call many souls in this way. Everyone has now become tamoguni, and so they do not tell anything accurately about what a soul is or how it comes and goes. All of this is fixed in the drama in advance. It isn't that that soul leaves the other body and comes here and the body dies there. No. The father says, I grant them a vision in order to fulfill their desires. Whatever is fixed in the drama happens. Every second that passes is fixed in the drama. This is an unlimited drama. The father is a point. The point is called the innocent Lord. It is such a wonder. The father also says, I, a point, have such a big part recorded in me. None of these things can sit in the intellects of new people. So many of the old ones are also unable to understand these things. So they become nervous when explaining to others, just as some people are nervous when speaking on the radio. Here, you have to conduct the Murli very enthusiastically. Those people read and relate everything. Here, everything is done orally. Baba also tells you everything orally. Your intellects are imbibing everything. In the previous cycle too, you imbibed this and related it to many. This knowledge then disappeared. It now has to repeat. This knowledge is not in the intellects of sages or holy men. They don't know God. They say that souls will merge into the Supreme Soul. How could they merge into Him? You souls now know that your Father has come and is giving us knowledge. We will then return home with Baba. You children have this spiritual intoxication. This is your family path. Many people tell you that you are Kumars and Kumaris, and so you don't have any experience of vice. They say, we are those who indulge in vice while living at home with our families. How can you give us this knowledge? We are married couples, and so how can bachelors explain this to us? Married couples who have the experience of it should explain to us. Only those who have indulged in vice themselves can explain to us how they conquered vice. Baba receives many such letters. This is right. Therefore, you should get such experienced people who are married, but who remain pure to write letters. Some even had children, but have now become pure. They say, such people should explain to us. The knowledge is very good, but if we don't have a clever person to explain to us, we become confused. Many things come in front of them, so the one who explains to them should be experienced. You can't explain as much to anyone with letters. If they were to come personally and meet Baba, Baba too would explain to them. There are many such couples who can share their experiences of how they live in their households and follow Srimad completely. They even take full precautions over their food and drink. If the person explaining to them is not good, they become confused. Your intellects should work for service. You also have to become soul conscious. You mustn't come into familiarity. This takes effort. Maya traps you again and again. You cannot reach your karmatit stage now. Many become trapped in the name and form of one another. Then they don't even write to Baba and tell Baba of the storms they faced. They don't tell the truth. If they were to write to Baba, Baba would show them a method. Some do write the truth. Shiv Baba knows everything. He explains, if you have such activity, you will receive a lot of punishment from Dharmraj. Throughout the day, you continue to have such thoughts. Many go to a center and say, so-and-so explains very well. However, inside, there are devilish thoughts. Here, you need to have yoga with the One. Let there only be the One Father and none other. Why should you chase after others? If you are unable to imbibe knowledge, your intellects must definitely be wandering somewhere. Then, because you are afraid, you don't even ask for advice. The father says, "Constantly remember me alone. It is only by having this remembrance that your sins will be absolved. You will also be liberated from sorrow." Everyone asks for liberation. You become liberated from sorrow and then go into happiness. Liberation in life is for everyone. But first, you go into liberation and then into liberation in life. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha. Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Blow the conch shell of knowledge like the father. Don't relate knowledge simply by reading it. Imbibe it first and then explain it. 2. Take great care over your food and drink. Follow Srimad and share your experience with others about how you remain pure while living in your household. Blessing. May you become victorious by making matter your servant instead of being impressed by salvation. Help or facilities. Yogi souls and most elevated souls can never be influenced by matter. You Brahman souls are the most elevated yogi souls, and matter is the servant of you masters. Therefore, none of the facilities or salvation of matter can influence you. Let the facilities not be the basis of your spiritual endeavor, but let your spiritual endeavor make the facilities support you, and you would then be called a conqueror of matter, a victorious soul. Slogan: someone who considers every moment to be the final moment is said to be ever ready. Om Shanti.